So what was the creative process for this EP? What do you guys think you learned from the last EP in relation to this one?
I think we took, you know, with the last EP, we felt kind of an obligation to be exciting the whole time and, like, pretty rock and roll the whole time. And this time we allowed ourselves to be a little bit more dynamic. There's higher highs and lower lows for this record, which we like a lot.
When you guys were sitting down and writing it, was that the whole kind of theme the entire way? Like, how do we do things differently than we did the first time around? Or, like, what was kind of, like, the motif?
Well, the way it kind of worked for us, we kind of built it. We have a lot of songs written, right? Like, so we have, like, kind of, in these books, like, hundreds of songs written that we want to, you know, one day record. And we kind of, for this EP, plucked songs from different groups. Anything that kind of had an ocean theme to it, which we have our own sort of series of metaphors for that. And we built the EP to fit a certain ocean vibe, I suppose you could say, with a certain kind of bittersweetness that we really liked.
Can we talk a little bit about how Goddess was written? Because I think that definitely falls into that category.
Goddess was a riff. The main riff of the tune was written in Boston. We were both living in Boston for a little while. And there was a whole other melody to the song and things like that. And when we moved out here, I don't remember how it was, but we kind of came across this new idea for how to write it. And the new chorus came about, and we really liked that new chorus. And so when we wrote that, we were like, oh, this is cool. This is new. So that was really the process. The lyrics were written about, gosh, we were watching documentaries or something on, like, the mythologies of ancient Greece, and we saw a bunch of stuff about the Earth Goddess archetype, which is, you know, thousands of cultures around the world have all had the same sort of Earth Goddess figure, and so we wanted to write a song about that character and how she's beautiful but terrible.
Hey, you guys play with your voices a little bit in this, like, your pitches are a bit different. What was the whole conversation about harmonizing in the song?
I think harmonizing came about, we wanted to make it really creepy for this song. Because originally we had done our really tight harmonies, really pretty harmonies, and we're like, nah, this song's like got this really like gross, edgy, creepy vibe to it. And we started thinking about the video that we were going to release with this song, and then it kind of just like kind of came all together. It was fun to be a little more
creepy.
There you go.
It definitely has kind of like a light and dark kind of thing going on. I remember the first time I heard it at the beginning, I mean, because I kind of like, I enjoy Chartreuse and, you know, your last EP, and it has this different feel, and then that first riff hits and you're kind of like, is this the same band? And then you guys start to harmonize. And it kind of, like, brings you back. Was that kind of, like, the point of this song? Like, to kind of catch people off guard, but then hook them the same way you hooked them last time?
God, you know, to be perfectly honest, I don't think we thought too much about the listening effect of the last EP when it came to this one. Like, you know, for Goddess, I think we liked starting off really in your face and really aggressive, and then how, when it gets to the verse, it just really cools down. We thought that was really neat. But, to us, it's really, it sounds quite similar to the stuff we did on the first EP. We don't think of it as being all that different.
What's the band's goals for 2014? What are you guys looking forward to doing?
South by Southwest, that'll be a fun one.
Yep.
We got some cool showcases that are in line, and, the EP release, in May, is that when we're delivering this?
April, I think.
April.
Yeah, Ocean Songs, the EP is coming out, and we're really excited to be playing, all over for that.
Yeah, we've got some really fun shows coming up that we're really looking forward to. Really exciting things.
What do you guys think that you learned from this past EP, and what do you think it's taught you moving forward?
Do you mean what did we learn from Ocean Songs?
Yeah.
The newest one?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
What is it like?
You know, we're still kind of learning from the experience. You know, we finished the EP, but we just started sharing it with people. So we're getting feedback, and you know, at this point, it's kind of like we're hearing such different things. We haven't really noticed a common theme yet. You know, so we're still kind of learning how people react to the kind of stuff that we're into doing.
What do you think the reaction has been like largely so far?
Positive. I mean, we feel really good about it, you know. I think, you know, we have some close friends who, you know, they're the kind of folks who really would prefer to listen to Taylor Swift and things like that, and they didn't like it. So we're missing the Taylor Swift demographic, but I think we're doing okay with, you know.
considering the fact that, you know, you guys do have a different type of sound, how would you kind of pitch yourself to someone that listens to that, you know, mainstream bubblegum poppy stuff?
We probably would turn them on to songs that, I don't know if you've heard the whole EP yet, but we have Orchards on there, which is a little more poppin', Blue Jay Worry that's on there. We probably would pitch songs like that towards them first. I know, some of my friends that are more into the Taylor Swift thing on the last EP really loved Dreamers because it was more of a pop rock song, not so progressive or alternative. So I think that's the way we'll hopefully hook some of those kids in.
You know, we don't really think about that. You know, I'm sure you can imagine, Patrick, like when you're working on the EP, you're thinking about, you know, you're visualizing what it's going to look like and sound like and feel like, and that's what you're thinking about. You're not really thinking about how people react. Good people will react how they react. You know, you can never mm-hmm. really predict. And I, you know, over the years making music, I've certainly released songs that I thought, oh, this song is gonna, you know, it's radio friendly and people will like it. And then when you put it out there, they like the 8-minute long weird jammy song that you also put on the record. You know, you can never predict what people are gonna like. It's weird. You can't predict.
Are you guys excited for the upcoming video?
The video is actually shot. Everything is shot, just being waited to release. But it was very exciting. The video shoot was very, very exciting. We got up at like 2:00 in the morning and drove 2.5 hours to catch a sunrise and see it for all of maybe 2 seconds of the video. But we were there.
the video for Goddess will be coming out in March, and we made it ourselves with the help of a friend of ours named David. And we just went to the creepiest place we could find in California and shot a video. But you'll see.
it's really creepy.
What do you want listeners to kind of take away from this EP moving forward in terms of what you guys represent as a band?
Oh, gosh. Well, to be perfectly honest, you know, in these early stages like we're at, I would hope that somebody would hear and be like, oh, okay, cool. Like, These guys are making some music and they're working really hard. I'm interested in hearing more. That's kind of what I want. Just an interest.
Definitely an interest. It'd be really nice to see, like, we're starting to get people that are more engaged with what we're doing, which is really exciting and fun to see. It's exciting to see where that's going to go. And, I mean, just even basic feedback from people has been really exciting. And, you know, where people, we got... I think it was you that actually compared us to the Von Trapps, and I love that reference, and I use it all the time because it's such a something we wouldn't have thought about. We've also been compared to, like, Group Love, which is a band that I don't listen to. But I don't think we sound like them either, but it's exciting to hear and exciting to just discover.